Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kamm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum strikes out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Vosmek scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Connolly juggles the ball. That's an error on Connolly. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 0-for-1 in the game. Reel strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. 1 out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rule bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Wyatt reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wyatt scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Montague applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Averill chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Montague. Montague fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Montague. Stone moves all the way to home. It's 6-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-2 in the game. Real strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rogel steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Walker steals second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rule moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to third. Wyatt moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Real settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Tigers. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-3 in the game. Real hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 10-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Davis steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Monty Pearson now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-4 in the game. Real hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Real moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Real moves to third. Rogel moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Averill moves to third. 2 outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wyatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Davis moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Davis scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, Tigers. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer moves to third. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. 2 outs. It's 15-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Walker reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 16-2, Tigers. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rule moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to third. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Clint Brown. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's 16-3, Tigers. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.